Hello and welcome to Texas Cannabis Report, your eyes and ears for cannabis news from across the Lone Star State. I'm your host, Stephen Carter, and today is Wednesday, October 15th. This is our 8th episode, and it features some breaking news out of Dallas about an upcoming marijuana march, a raid on a pro-marijuana candidate's Austin home, changing how some cops in Texas handle marijuana arrest, Texas Normal's voter guide, and much more. You can find us on our website at texcan.com, that's TXCANN.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest, Instagram, and you can email us at texcan@gmail.com. We're also on the 420 Radio Network, which is located at 420radio.org. We also have our episodes now on YouTube, so you can listen to us there as well, and find our show notes on the website. Diving right in today, we've got some news out of Houston that there's a battle going on down there. It's a very unexpected battle as well. There are two candidates for the DA position, the incumbent, Devin Anderson, and her opponent, Kim Ogg, who are both proposing reforms to how the justice system handles marijuana arrest. Back in August of this year, Ogg proposed a plan that would basically expunge people's records if they were arrested with less than 4 ounces of marijuana and completed community service. This would save the county about $10 million, she figured. And this set in motion the current DA's plan, Devin Anderson, to basically come up with a plan of her own that was kind of similar, only the difference between hers and Ogg's is that with her plan, you can only qualify if you have less than 2 ounces and if you're a first-time offender. So under Ogg's plan, if you're a multiple offender, if you've only been caught once with marijuana, you still qualify for the program. With Devin Anderson's, you don't qualify. Also, with Kim Ogg's, you wouldn't get arrested right then and there. The officer would have the option of either arresting you or letting you go using the cite and release law that Texas passed back in 2009. Actually, I believe that was 2007. With Anderson's plan, you have to be arrested right then and there and taken to the police station where they book you and evaluate you and decide whether or not they want to let you go. So there's some key differences between the two plans, but no matter who wins this November, it seems that we've got some changes on the way regarding how marijuana is prosecuted in the justice system. Anderson has taken some pretty heavy criticism from her own party and advocacy groups down there in Houston. One of their chief complaints is that the only two organizations that are going to be implementing her pilot program is Houston PD and the Sheriff's Department. So, you know, Harris County encompasses quite a bit more than just Houston, so anyone else within the county doesn't necessarily have to participate in this plan. So you could be on one side of the street and be cited and released and be on the other side of the street and you go right to jail. You don't pass go, you don't collect $200. You're actually going to pay a whole lot more than that. So there's definitely an election going on down in Houston. If you live there, it's worth participating in. Very much could affect the outcome and how policy is administered down there in the justice system. And we've got a little bit more good news of the same kind. Dallas County is considering a similar plan to basically issue a summons if you're caught with a small amount of marijuana. It's very similar to what's going on in Houston. The idea is to save a lot of money for the taxpayers, save money for the county, save resources, keep the cops out on the street pursuing other people who are actually doing harm to society. So we've got a lot of good stuff going on here in Texas, changing how the judicial system works. That would be our third county. As you may or may not know, Travis County is already pretty much utilizing this plan. So that makes three major counties in the state to go this route, and there's only much more to follow. They're definitely going to happen. All right, also going on down in Houston was the first annual marijuana investment conferences, and we had Andrew Wagner on the scene. He's the communications director of Houston Normal. He went down there and basically checked out the event to see what was going on. It was not your average marijuana event. Registration ticket cost $995, but there were still over 100 people there, entrepreneurs and investors who were attending, and they flew in from all over the country to try to learn about the new opportunities for capitalizing on the booming marijuana market. According to the Marijuana Investment Conference's website, the conference was seeking potential investors willing to invest anywhere from $150,000 to $10 million in the companies presenting at the event. So you had to have a good chunk of change if you were interested in investing here. Definitely a high roller event. It was broken down over a 2-day period and consisted of several networking opportunities, company presentations, and one-on-one interviews, trying to put people in connection with the right businesses to get things rolling for them. So definitely we'll be seeing more conferences like this come up as the industry progresses. All right, moving back over to Killeen, which is just a little bit outside of Waco. Prosecutors there are seeking the death penalty for a man who shot and killed an officer during an early morning no-knock drug raid, which turned up no drugs. Surprise, surprise. Attempting to serve a search warrant by entering the house through a window got Detective Charles Dinwiddie shot and killed last May after a raid took place at 5:30 in the morning. Three other officers were also shot. The police had a search warrant looking for narcotics at the home of Marvin Lewis Guy. Officers did find a glass pipe, a marijuana grinder, and a pistol, but no drugs at all. An informant told police, however, that there were bags of cocaine inside the home. Of course, we know how well informants can be trusted. Not well at all. He's also charged with three counts of attempted capital murder as well. He's being held on a $4.5 million bond in Bell County Jail right now. And see, this is a little odd since earlier this year, a San Antonio man was acquitted for shooting at officers during a no-knock drug raid, which turned up a small amount of drugs. So he had drugs in his home, shot at the cops, and the jury decided that they were just going to not charge him at all. And then last December, another guy was asleep with his pregnant girlfriend when cops entered his home in a no-knock raid around 6 a.m. With no warning or a search warrant, police swarmed this guy's house searching for marijuana and guns. The guy thought that the police were thieves and reached for his gun, which he legally owned. He opened fire and shot a sergeant who died at the scene. A grand jury later declined to indict him for the shooting. So there's a little, there's something going on here that just isn't jiving. Of course, and I hate to bring race into the issue, but these other two people were white. This guy right here is black. So I don't know what that's saying. I don't know if there's any relation, but the criminal justice system has been known to pretty much discriminate against people of color. All right, we're going to take a break for a moment and let you listen to our sponsors.
Tired of these new games that just won't deliver on content? Step back to the tried and true. Check out Ultima Realms, a free-to-play MMO featuring a world full of adventure. Experience a world set in a time where magic and sword rule the lands. Find your way in the world while slaying monsters, build a character with your skills you want, enjoy the crafting system, keep dragons as pets, design and build your own house, trade with other players, and much more. It's like nothing you've experienced before. Visit the website at ultimarealms.com.
All right, we're back. Thank you to Ultima Realms. We've got some elections coming up, and not just the regular elections going on this November. The Dallas-Fort Worth Nonprofit Marijuana Reform Group, DFW Normal, will be hosting their elections later in October for their board of directors. Up for election are five positions, including Director of Operations, Director of Marketing, Secretary, Public Information Officer, and Compliance Officer. Also up for grabs is the Executive Director position. However, this slot is voted on by the newly elected board. All other positions are voted on by general members of DFW Normal. In order to vote, everyone must have a current paid membership with the organization and must have a membership prior to the day of the vote. Those obtaining a membership on the day of the vote will not be able to vote in the election. And early next week, we will have election profiles out for those who got in contact with us. So, you know, people who are members of the organization can have a little bit more information before they decide to cast their vote. The election is coming up on October 25th, which is two Saturdays from now, a week after their marijuana march, which is coming up this weekend. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, though. Now, we've got all sorts of great news coming out of Dallas here recently. In response to a Dallas Morning News survey, apparently Representative Tan Parker signaled his support for medical marijuana in Texas. The Republican from Flower Mound states that he'd be open to a tightly written medical marijuana amendment, which could be put on the ballot in 2015 if passed by the legislature and signed by the governor for voters to approve. Further, in an interview with the paper's editorial board, Parker said he would support legislation to eliminate jail time for possession of small amounts of marijuana. So, we've got politicians coming out of the woodworks here lately trying to support various aspects of legal marijuana, whether it be medical marijuana, fully legal, or decreasing the penalty for possession. Either way, we're moving in the right direction, so this is good news and can only get better from this point. Alright, here's our upcoming events for the month. We've got a few things going on, especially our Halloween parties. This Saturday, we've got the Dallas Marijuana March being put on by DFW Normal. It's starting in Dallas on Saturday at 1 o'clock, and it will run till 6 p.m. They'll have vendors out there and speakers and the whole thing. If you were there for the Marijuana March in May of earlier this year in Fort Worth, you kind of know what to expect. We're thinking bigger and better this time, and the last march was a blast, and it was a privilege and an honor to be there to cover it, and we will definitely be out there on Saturday again, so definitely looking forward to it. On the 21st, Montgomery County is having a regional meeting by Houston Normal. And then on the 25th, DFW Normal is having their monthly meeting where they'll also hold their executive board elections. On the 25th, Northeast Texas Normal is having their monthly meeting in Longview. And then on the 30th, Northeast Texas Normal is having their Coffee and Rocky Horror Picture Show night in Tyler. That should be a lot of fun. On the 31st, Texas Normal is having their annual members mixer in Austin. That also coincides with their Halloween party. And then Houston Normal is having their Halloween 2014 Candidates, Costumes, and Cannabis. And then on Saturday, November 1st, the Halloween parties continue with North Houston Normal having their Day of the Dead Bash. And then DFW Normal having their Tardy Halloween Party in Fort Worth. We were there at the Halloween party last year for DFW Normal, and it was a really good time. So definitely hope everyone can make it out to one of those events. It should be a really, really good time. Now, in honor of the Marijuana March coming up this next Saturday, I'd like to play for you next Sean McAllister's speech from the May March in Fort Worth that had over 2,000 people attend, and it was really interesting because hardly any media showed up, and none of the local media showed up at all, and he gave a fantastic speech, and then we marched 2 miles to the courthouse, and then we held a rally at the courthouse with the police looking on, and people were sparking up and smoking right there in front of the cops. They didn't care. No one was arrested. No problems were made. No trash was left. It was actually a very peaceful event, and that's how it should be. And hopefully here on Saturday, the Dallas March will be just as great, if not better. So here is Sean McAllister's speech from the May event.
Howdy doobie, Fort Worth, Texas! My name
is Sean McAllister, and I have served as the executive director of DFW Normal since 2011. I was born and raised right here in North Texas, and I have dedicated a significant portion of my life over the last 3 years to fighting the costly, unjust, and ineffective failure known as the war on drugs. During this time, I've spoken to thousands of our fellow citizens, medical professionals, law enforcement officers, attorneys, teachers, and everyone in between about the need for sensible marijuana policy in our state. And guess what? The majority of Texans already agree with us. In fact, according to a recent Pew Research Center poll, there is no majority support in this country among any demographic for jailing pot smokers anymore. Yeah! Dissect the data by age, race, or even political allegiance, and you'll see that there is solid support for even the most modest step of decriminalization of marijuana. Yeah! So why are we still jailing hundreds of thousands of people every year for possessing or growing or selling this plant? Why are law enforcement officers literally incentivized to go after low-level drug offenders and not more violent criminals? I believe that the possession of small amounts and modest amounts of marijuana for personal use should not be subject to jail time anymore in the state of Texas. Do we agree? I believe that responsible cannabis consumers should not be discriminated against any more than a beer drinker or a tobacco smoker. And we certainly should not have to risk losing our jobs, our children, or any of our hard-earned assets every time we consume a substance that we all know is far safer than alcohol, tobacco, and prescription drugs. I believe that our hemp heritage has been stolen from us. People have been using cannabis as a medicine in this country since the 1850s, and this too has been stolen from us. Ask yourself, why would my government not want me to grow a plant that has been shown to kill cancer cells in petri dishes since the 70s? Why would this same government own a patent on the medicinal utility of cannabis while simultaneously classifying it federally as a Schedule I substance with no acceptable medical value? It's a sham. I also believe that mandatory minimum sentencing for the nonviolent drug offenders in this country needs to end immediately. In this country, if you commit a violent crime, arson, or even rape, a judge will determine all the facts in the case. They'll consider your criminal record if you even have one. And they'll consider a lot of different evidence before sentencing you to prison. But if you are caught selling or growing marijuana, well, there are mandatory minimum sentences. These are involved at the federal, even the state level, and these mandatory minimums take the power out of a judge's hand, and it turns it into a Chinese takeout menu, a marijuana plant from column A within 1,000 feet of a school from column B. Well, that's 10 years with no parole, please. Prohibition hasn't protected the people of this country from drugs. It hasn't decreased the availability of potent or the potency of drugs, and it certainly hasn't done much to squash the desire for drugs in this country, has it? No! This policy has failed the very people it claims to protect, and I believe it is high time we put prohibition out to pasture in the state of Texas. What do you think? I want to thank every one of you for being here today, especially the businesses. Being here and showing your faces, putting your logos out there. This is the best thing that we can do to show fellow Texans that there is nothing to be scared of anymore. That we are no longer content to simply be classified as criminals forever when it's the law that is the problem. It's not the plant, and it's certainly not the people. Today, we march with brothers and sisters from around the world in this, the Global Marijuana March of 2014. We march for the victims of the war on drugs that cannot be with us today because they are currently locked in a cage. We march for Texas patients that could benefit right this minute, not 6 months from now, not when it's convenient, not when it's politically popular, but right now from medical marijuana. And we're marching for the farmers whom I believe will one day soon be growing glorious hemp once again in the great state of Texas. You know, our permit, and I should say permits, we have multiple permits to do what we're doing here today. But basically what they say is that we, the cannabis community, DFW Normal, we can be loud and proud today. So let's do a quick sound check, Texas.
That was pretty good.
But let me say this. Now, if you believe that marijuana legalization is not only coming, but possible in the state of Texas, then let me hear you make some noise! Let this march of what I hope is at least 1,000 Texans strong serve as official notice to our policymakers in this state that we are no longer hiding in the cannabis closet, quietly whispering about the need for legalization. Oh no! We are the majority now. We are the marijuana majority, and we are mighty. Together, we march for the liberation of cannabis. Are you with me, Texas? It's 4:15. It looks like it's time for a march. Are you ready to march? Texas, I want you to be loud today. I want you to be proud. I want you to wear your shirts and signs. I want you to scream. I want you to raise your flags. I want you to make sure that everybody who sees this coming, hears it coming, knows exactly what we're about today. We are about legalizing marijuana in Texas! This right here should not be a crime. Am I right? This right here has the potential to save lives. It certainly has the potential to save some dollars. And gee, it may actually, I don't know, make some money like is happening in Colorado. You know, Texas is doing okay economically, I guess, but I think we could use a few million dollars in extra tax money to go to schools. How many people right here would vote on something like that right now? Then after today, I don't want you to stop being loud, Texas. I want you to find out who your representatives are, and I want you to be relentless. And I want you to make them understand that marijuana legalization is coming to this state. And if they are inclined to keep their jobs, that they should maybe take a sensible opinion on the topic of at least medical marijuana. Hold these representatives responsible for what they're saying and what they're not saying about marijuana. It takes you. It takes all of us. Are we going to be loud and proud today? Are we going to be loud and proud tomorrow? Then Texas, let's march. We're marching north on Throckmorton to the Tarrant County Courthouse. Let's do this, Texas!
Herb's the word. See you down there.
All right, that was Sean McAllister's speech from the May March. He is the executive director of DFW Normal, and he is running for executive director again at the elections on the 25th as well. All right, here is our bus segment, and, you know, it happens to us all. You know, who hasn't mistaken okra for marijuana? Okay, maybe just the police. But some police out in... I believe it was Georgia. Yes, deputies in Georgia mistook okra plants and a shrub for marijuana, which prompted a heavily armed response during the middle of the night. Dwayne Perry of Cartersville told the local news that he was awakened by a helicopter flying low over his house Wednesday, and then some heavily armed deputies and a canine unit showed up at his door. They were from the governor's task force for drug suppression, and they were out looking for marijuana plants. So... I think you were at the wrong house. The cops did apologize, though, and he said. However, he says that his neighbors keep asking about the armed show of force at his home, and he worries that it has damaged his reputation. However, Patrol Captain Kermit Stoats says that the plants did have characteristics similar to marijuana. Have you seen a marijuana plant? Have you seen okra before? Well, surely they've seen okra plants now. So, no, not at all. It's not possible to mistake the two. There's nothing similar about either one of them. They're both green. I don't know. Put that one in the Twilight Zone file, I suppose. Man, send those cops back to school. All right, moving back into Texas, a pro-marijuana candidate who lives in Austin had his home raided by Austin police, and guess what? They didn't find anything. Of course not. The Texas State House of Representatives candidate Kevin Lidlow was physically detained in his home a couple weeks ago by Austin police for suspicion of marijuana. Austin PD was called to the scene when a person dialed 911 to report a suspicious person inside his home. Well, the suspicious person inside his home was his house cleaner, and they had permission to be there. However, Lidlow was not at home at the time. Whenever the officers showed up, they said that they smelled marijuana when speaking with the house cleaner and entered the home without the consent of anyone. So, let me get this straight. They smelled marijuana. And then they got in the home, they searched it, and they didn't find marijuana. So, either you're lying, or you don't know what the smell of marijuana is. I'm going to lean towards the former. So, of course, that's how cops do things. If they suspect anything, they say, oh, I smell marijuana, so they're going to use that to justify whatever they do. And then if they don't find anything, oh, well, my bad. Sorry, you can go about your business. Never mind that we violated your rights. Anyways, once the officers entered the home, the house cleaner reports that after being asked a series of questions, one officer searched the residence with his firearm drawn. No other people were in the house at the time. When Lidlow arrived at the home, he was promptly detained and denied the right to call his attorney. The incident was recorded on his video camera and posted to YouTube, and we have that video on our website. So you can check out our show notes, and you can find a link to that video. Lidlow said that, I am absolutely outraged at this situation. I have been campaigning against the war on drugs for years. This is a perfect example of the danger it poses to each and every person, and God knows that what would have happened if I were a minority. There's the minority thing coming up again. He continues to say, there were no drugs in the house, and yet these officers granted themselves carte blanche to search my home with weapons drawn. It's patently absurd, it's dangerous, and the taxpayers picked up the bill. So, no drugs were found, rights were violated, Oh, well. At least that's what the cops think. All right, coming up is our music segment. This episode, we have the Channel 8 Band, and their song is So Beautiful, So Clean. And you can find them on Facebook at Channel 8 Band. That was Channel 8, So Beautiful, So Clean. All right, a little bit more on the music front. A couple weeks ago, I had the pleasure of attending a Reverend Horton Heat concert out in Temple, Texas. And it was a great time. If you haven't ever heard Reverend Horton Heat, he's probably best known for Psychobilly Freakout, which was on the Guitar Hero 2 game. And, you know, the band is based out of Dallas. It's headed by lead singer and guitarist Jim Heath, and he can definitely get down on the guitar. And the group is considered a creative leader of the rockabilly genre, and their sound is self-described as country-fed punkabilly. It was down at O'Brien's Irish Pub, and of course it was opened up by Waco-based group Giblet Head, and they had a great set of, you know, solid originals, and I actually bought a CD from them. That's how good they were, so I hope to check them out again whenever they play here in Waco. bringing it around to the marijuana link, during his set, he played one of his songs, which is entitled Marijuana, and it's mostly instrumental, but it was definitely great. It showcased his skills on the guitar, and there were, you know, about 300 or so people there, and everyone there was totally in support of it. Apparently, Temple, who knew, is a hotbed for marijuana enthusiasts. There was a large crowd of people out there, and everyone was shouting, "Free the weed, legalize marijuana," and all sorts of other pro-marijuana slogans while he was playing this song. So they were very receptive to him out there. And then after the show was over, I got a moment to speak with Heath about legalization in Texas, and he told me, "I definitely think it should be legal in Texas." And after I talked to him about several of the upcoming bills in the legislative session next year, he said that he would be willing to help increase awareness about the bills. So we're going to get in contact with his campaign, with his band manager, and we will definitely get him involved in all of this. So we definitely need all the help we can get, and it's great to see that such a figure as himself is happy to help promote this cause. The band's next gig in Texas will be at Trees in Dallas on November 26th. So if you're in the area, definitely go check him out. And after the concert's over, he's usually around to talk to his fans. Go up and talk to him about it. He's very, very open guy, very personable, very friendly. Definitely want to check him out. His music is very interesting, to say the least. And I've never seen anyone quite get down on the guitar so well, at least in person. So definitely check him out. All right, a new study shows that marijuana manages Crohn's disease. And, of course, people who have Crohn's disease or IBS already know this. But, you know, people have been using cannabis to help manage their symptoms resulting from Crohn's disease for quite some time now. A newly released paper adds evidence to support for marijuana's efficacy for sufferers of the disease. The journal Pharmacology published a new paper titled "Cannabis Finds Its Way into Treatment of Crohn's Disease," wherein researchers state that in agreement with the ancient use of cannabis in intestinal disturbances and one decade of animal research, cannabis was shown in a clinical trial to reduce symptoms in patients with Crohn's disease. The 2014 paper endorses a groundbreaking but small study in 2013 that showed that pot caused a complete remission of Crohn's disease with no side effects. While researchers aren't sure the exact reasons why marijuana is effective medicine for this disease, evidence points to molecules in cannabis affecting cells in the stomach and brain to stop inflammation and lessen sensations of pain and nausea. Researchers are calling for more studies on the matter. However, the federal government largely prevents any study for medical purposes. Most studies allowed by the federal government are geared towards trying to find evidence for marijuana being a dangerous substance despite it being a non-toxic plant. As you likely know, cannabis is federally classified as a Schedule I drug and is considered to have no medical benefit with a high potential for abuse. And this is strange since the federal government owns the patent for medical marijuana, saying that it does have medicinal properties. So, which is it? For those who don't know, Crohn's disease is a form of inflammatory bowel disease. It usually affects the intestines but may occur anywhere from the mouth to the end of the rectum. Ulcerative colitis is a related condition. All right, some more news out of Texas here. Out in El Paso, the National Normal PAC has endorsed Representative Beto O'Rourke, who is the U.S. House of Representatives for Texas District 16. They released a statement saying Representative O'Rourke is an ardent supporter of reforming our nation's marijuana policies, stated Normal PAC manager Eric Altieri. In just his first term, he has proven to be an intelligent and pragmatic politician with a long future in front of him. We strongly encourage voters to support his reelection campaign to keep a true reform champion in Congress. Now, for those who didn't catch O'Rourke's initial campaign 2 years ago, he actually made marijuana legalization one of his primary planks, and that's what they believe got him elected over the other person who was running against him. So he's definitely been a strong supporter of reforming marijuana laws, and he definitely seems to be a person worth keeping in office. Representative O'Rourke issued a statement to supporters and voters about the matter, saying, "Those of us who live in this region in El Paso and Juarez have a unique perspective on the war on drugs. We know that billions of dollars in cash, drugs, guns, and arms are transited through this community. We know that billions of dollars in federal resources from the United States and Mexico are spent on law enforcement to try and stop that illicit drug trade. And we also know all too well the suffering that accompanies that black market trade in illegal drugs. It is because of that experience and looking back over the 40-year failed war on drugs that I've come to the conclusion that at least when it comes to drugs like marijuana, we owe ourselves, and especially our kids, a much better policy." And I couldn't agree more. He went on to state, "As a rational and humane country, we can decide, as we did with alcohol, that the harms in the prohibition of marijuana far outweigh any gains in security and in our efforts to keep these drugs away from our fellow citizens." He says, "If you support my work and advocacy on this issue, I hope I can count on your help." To date, O'Rourke has raised $29,266, and of that, Normal Pack has donated $285. All right, speaking of some monetary figures here, there was a study released recently by a group called NerdWallet that says that Texas is set to make $166 million from the legalization of marijuana, and that's a conservative estimate, too. Across the board, the nation stands to make almost $3.1 billion. Basically, the people at NerdWallet crunched the numbers by taking current figures of how much marijuana is selling for on the legal market and multiplying that by people over 25 who admitted to consuming cannabis within the past month. So, of course, their figures are going to be a little low. They then figured a series of taxes which varied from state to state. They, however, did not figure in how much money would be saved on law enforcement, which is currently figured at $7.7 billion annually nationwide. In all, the net gain from full legalization everywhere would see a conservative estimate of almost $11 billion. The economy would also be less constrained, as those who are currently having to put forth large amounts of resources towards dealing with the judicial system would now be free to spend that money elsewhere and be more productive with their time. California came out on top at a projected $519 million, while North Dakota comes in at around $4 million in the smallest amount. For the two states which are already legal, the study projects Colorado netting over $78.1 million and Washington grabbing about $119.5 million. Texas ranks fourth behind New York at $248 million and Florida at $183 million. These are only tax revenue figures as well, meaning that the economic boon brought by these new businesses and jobs are unaccounted for. On average, Texas spends $10,000 on every marijuana arrest. Support nationally and in Texas is roughly 58% in favor of marijuana legalization. And then in 2015, we expect three bills to be introduced to the Texas legislative session, which would cover medical marijuana, full legalization, and penalty reduction for possession. So things are definitely looking up here in Texas, and legalization can only make things better. Prohibition is far worse than any harm that could ever come from making cannabis illegal. All right, finishing up today, we want to talk a little bit about Texas Normal and their marijuana voters guide. They recently released a voters guide where they interviewed several candidates who are running for various positions all across the state, and asked them some questions about their stance on marijuana legalization and marijuana law. Of the 824 candidates they reached out to, 134 responded. The Libertarian Party candidates comprised most of the respondents, totaling 72, followed by 32 Democrats, 15 Greens, 14 Republicans, and one Independent. The group also included 14 additional candidates who did not respond but have previously indicated positions on the subject of cannabis. The voter registration deadline was October 6th, so if you want to register to vote, it's too late to vote in this election, but definitely go ahead and register to vote so you can vote in the next election. Election day is November 4th, however, you can go early vote starting on October 20th, and that runs through October 31st. Check out the Texas Normal website for the voter's guide. That's texasnormal.org. All right. we're going to go ahead and end the show today. I also want to let you know that we have Texas Cannabis Report flyers on our website. You can find it in our show notes that you can print out and put up around town, put up, you know, cannabis-friendly businesses, meeting places, bulletin boards, anywhere that you think would benefit from people being able to find out that there is a cannabis news out website out there dedicated to the news here in Texas. And we would definitely appreciate that you help spread the word. All right, that's all that we have for today. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Y'all be safe out there and take it easy now.
If I say under us, they fuck with us and beg for trust. It's wonderlust was built for us, I mean all of us. Raise your head and raise your fists down your fucking Twitter pics. Use your mind, corrupt your tits and throw a brick in the establishment. Yeah, follow me, let's make a change. I ain't trying to box the idea, I'm trying to box with your brain.
If I said I told you. When your honor is deceitful, when the music stops, all we've got is our voice at the top of your lungs. Make feel the noise, open your eyes to the lies brought to you by the government. Political puppets got a corporate hand in your ass, and you're loving it.
If I said I told you so, let it roll, let it roll, let it roll.
This shot was close.